This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Feeding America is our focus today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. More info about their organization, programs, events, podcasts, and the latest dairy signal, head to their free website, pdpw.org. Our guest today, Sam Schweppe, not only a dairy farmer, but the Senior Account Manager for Feeding America. A fourth-generation dairy farmer from Southwest Indiana, she tells us how the dairy industry and feeding the homeless are like a hand in a glove.
Feeding America is the nation's largest hunger relief organization. We're a network of 200 food banks and over 60,000 neighborhood partner agencies. And when you're looking at these agencies, they all look very differently. It could be a backpack program at a school, or it could be a food pantry that is located in your community in a church basement. You think about meals at homeless shelters or mobile food distributions. It's pretty much just anywhere in the community where people are working together to help serve nourishment to their neighbors in need. And if you look at Feeding America, like if it would be a grocery chain, we would be the 13th largest retailer by food volume and the 10th largest truck fleet in the United States. So Feeding America is definitely your trusted partner. And we're looking at new ways of like sourcing food and building new partners and just how to do the work better and more efficiently. We reorganized our teams at Feeding America. We've also learned where we need to make strategic investments, and we've identified long-term plays. So when we look at dairy and where we are today, we rely on some really important models that have worked fantastically to increase dairy access across the Feeding America network. So we have the guaranteed donation model and the consumer donation model, but I know the donation term gets irritating to hear, and we aren't always asking for free food. Of course, we want free food to give away, but there are also other models that come into this, and they are the milk and cheese purchase models and a retail donation model, a cheese recovery model, and then, of course, our USDA programs.
Comments from Sam Schweppe, a fourth-generation dairy farmer from Southwest Indiana, and also the Senior Account Manager for Feeding America. She says moving forward, the organization does have some lofty goals for next year.
And those are optimizing the dairy donation and distribution, grow our dairy partnerships with USDA, and we want to continue to work and strengthen the supply chain and the infrastructure to support dairy access for our food banks and our network. Priority number three is our contract purchasing program, and this is where we're going to build on our purchasing programs with dairy processors. About 50 of our food banks have a contract purchasing relationship with one of their local dairy processors, and we want to see that number grow. And priority number four is building network dairy buy-in, and this is where we're going to have regional symposiums where we bring people throughout the community. We'll have food banks, dairy processors, state departments of agriculture, healthcare advisors will be coming in and talking about how to do more with dairy in your community. If you have any questions of like how to get involved, just you can reach out and I can help connect you like with people in your area who are working really hard to help their neighbors in need with the goodness of dairy. You can reach out to your checkoff as well, because they're going to know when you tell them where your milk's going, they're going to know a whole lot about the relationships and what's going on. You can also look on the USDA website, because every one of these USDA purchase programs that happen, all of that is reported on the website. So you can dig in under AMS, just like our federal milk marketing orders are.
Those are comments from Sam Schweppe, Senior Account Manager for Feeding America, also a fourth-generation dairy farmer from southwestern Indiana. More details about the organization at feedingamerica.org. And our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. Speaking of food, the latest Consumer Price Index report shows food prices still rising. USDA economist Carolyn Chelius.
Very high demand and limited supply for meats. We've continued to see kind of overall prices increase. Fuel prices have been high.
The big question, will food prices continue to rise?
It's unclear whether or not some of these factors are structural changes or whether they are, you know, a pandemic related blip that will at some point abate. It doesn't seem to be, but then again, we're also still amidst this pandemic.
That's USDA economist Carolyn Chelius. Join us tomorrow for our Wellness Wednesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.